Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, Emotle, Africa, Omse, the beautiful African, Izuletu, Fatsalarona, the land is ours, Tikorahina, Shangolashu, my Africa, the African majority served, suffered, sacrificed, and died for us, my Africa, to have the vote to return the land and the country back to the majority. As we speak, my Africa, the government has begun to exhume 103, it may be more, of my Africa who were executed by the racist regime, apartheid regime, in 1960. And as we pointed out in the past program, 83 were members of POTO, were Africanist. And some Africa were buried, three or four, in one hole. And we are saying to you, my Africa, in grace and prayer for the ancestors and these beloved sons of Africa, their spirit, my Africa, to raise us up, to unite us, to see our way forward. And as you always point out, my Africa, we say high discipline, high morale, high morality, high discipline. The blood of these martyrs, my Africa, their life must not go in vain. And my Africa, they gave us the vote. And my Africa, you own the vote. You own the government. Through your vote, you are the one who hires and pays the president. You hire and pay the cabinet, parliament, the courts, the police, soldiers, to serve and protect and defend you and the country, my Africa. It so happens that at least with your vote, you can delegate somebody to do the work for you. All right? Look, I'm sending you to go and buy a newspaper. I'm voting for you to go and manage this country for me, not for anyone else. And you should be in a position to recall these people, my Africa. Call them back if they mess up. Call them back, my Africa. So we repeat, my Africa, the president, the executive, members of parliament, the court, the army, all take an oath. They swear, my Africa, and affirm faithfulness to the country and obedience to the constitution. They swear every time. And the president takes the oath, and his singular duty in the oath is to uphold, defend, and respect the constitution as the supreme law of the land. And he, the president, only him, holds the power and the prerogative under the constitution to appoint, hire, and fire cabinet ministers and deputy ministers. Maverick, why could this monstrous tragedy, unbelievable, why public officials, deputy ministers, members of parliament, allegedly were called by an expatriate family from India, the Gupta family, together with the president's son? They were summoning these public officials to come to their family private residence or hotels, my Africa, wherever they summoned, called them, they could. They did. And they told them, in no uncertain terms, that look, you are getting promoted. There's a position for you to get promoted to your cabinet if you do a certain favors. All this is written down. If you do certain favors to us, the Gupta family, all right? And also that you got to get rid of certain people in government, certain public officials in government. This is what happened, my friend. It was written and confirmed by some of those who were the victims of this imposition. We call it a sin in government. It's a sin. It's unbelievable. But in Africa, why public officials they got afraid to report the corruption and blackmail? Why were they afraid? And why didn't they report that to the political party? And sometimes even if they did mention this unlawful conduct, no one in government, they would gossip because they're afraid, my friend. How could you be afraid in your own country after liberation of the country? You're afraid you spring in silent tongues. Come on, man. They dare to exercise, no one in government dare to exercise their lawful mandate to investigate this matter, to investigate this family. No judicial or police organ of state had the courage to investigate the matter because it involved the president. It involved the president's friends, and it involved the president's family. Nothing was done about the crime, Africa. And it took 5 years until recently to get this thing thrown. It got vomited out because I think there's so much congestive. It congested too much, piled up in the stomach, that it had to come out. So the rot is out in the public. But most important, Africa, there were employees in intelligence. We pointed out in the previous program. When they raised and they tried to investigate this family, they were gotten rid of. The minister told them, get off. They were fired in their positions. So, Africa, this is unbelievably a grave and horrendous corruption crime against the state and the people of the country. This is what happened. And why this crime was and is not investigated by Parliament? Why was it not investigated by the National Prosecuting Authority? Or at least the Special Investigating Unit? Now, this Special Investigating Unit, it falls under the President's ambit. But since he has breached the Constitution, I don't know how he's going to instruct these people to go investigate. And most tellingly, even the SND, the soldiers, stood up and said that, no, this man is not fit and proper to be our commander-in-chief. It looks like it has not sunk in some of our brethren. So instead of these state organs investigating this matter of the Gupta family, the release, the disclosure of this horrendous crime, it's taken over. The investigation is taken over by the political party. It has assigned its own secretary general to lead the investigation of a crime against the state. How can a civilian lead an investigation of a crime against the state unless they want to throw it under the carpet? And in fact, this SG secretary general is telling the complainants and whistleblowers not to talk to anyone but himself only. It's not going to work. We hope that the public protector is going to investigate. But what is the role of, why is Parliament quiet? And we raise it again. The Secretary General is a civilian, Africa. What business and right does he intervene and interfere in a crime against the state? Why does he do that? This crime, Africa, was committed many years under his watch, under the ruling party watch, okay? Now, they are crying about state capture. Of course, it looks like this is political propaganda and rhetoric. They are used to the staple food, political propaganda and rhetoric. And it's, now they are complaining, it looks like the Gupta family and others have captured the state. Africa, this is what has been going on. But in Africa, the most important thing is that why should public officials be gagged? Why should they be forced to shut up? They are afraid because they can lose their jobs. They've been appointed. They've been done a favor. Hey, go to Parliament. That's a favor for you. And the question again, my friends, is who ultimately hires and pays these public officials, the ministers and the president? Who? It's you. It's us. We pay them. We own the vote. We own the government, we own the country, not they. They are part as citizens, individual as citizens, with rights, fundamental rights. But no, they don't own them. Collectively, we own the country. We pay them, we hire them. It's our money, Africa. And who comes first between, let's say, the political party and parliament? Who comes first? Question. Who comes first, Africa? The oath to parliament and obedience to the constitution or allegiance to the political party? It looks like to this ruling party, Africa, the ANC, I have to mention them. To the ANC, the party comes first, and the state is second. They told us, our party comes first. And members of parliament are servants of the state first. They are not servants of the party. The state comes first. The state must separate, protect, and uphold parliament autonomy and sovereignty against political party hegemony and control. We have to cut off. We've been saying that. Separate the party from the state and the state from the party. And you know the way to do it? Government. Government should protect members of parliament, protect their jobs and tenure, so that they can freely give them the power. Free the members to uphold, protect, and respect their oath of faithfulness to the state and obedience to the Constitution without fear and blackmail to lose their jobs. I'll repeat that, my friend. Free, parliament free. It's your duty. Instead of, you push impeachment, you push this because it looks like it's campaigning. Everybody wants to come. No, the principle here is that for us, the only institution that we control and have power over is parliament. Protect, give them job tenure. Give them security of tenure. Let's break this political party hegemony over parliament. It's intimidation and suppression of the members of parliament. Oath. They are suppressing your oath, Mafrika, of allegiance to the state and obedience to the Constitution. You can say, even your oath, you're running away from your oath because somebody's paying you. We have to protect you. And this is appeal to all political parties. We'll make sure that they get this message. Now, the question and proposal to all political parties in parliament. One, why don't you amend the Constitution, Africa? Collectively, all of you, why don't you amend the Constitution? First, protect, give security of tenure to the members of parliament so that free them to vote and protect the Constitution. You can't blame them that they are violating the Constitution. It's like this. You have to go home. Who's going to give them a job? Second, take up and adopt a resolution stating clearly and unequivocally all members of parliament appointed and accredited to parliament to date, at this minute, are protected and accorded security of tenure against recall or dismissal from parliament by political bosses. Free these members to uphold the Constitution. Protect and respect the Constitution. And free them to hold the executive account and to let them, free them to exercise oversight on all organs of state, including impeach the executive. Just free them. Look, tell them that your job is secured. Whatever you do, as long as you vote, you are protected. And this has to apply to all the political parties because this haranguing, this oppression, this slavery has been going on for quite some time. And we are saying that their security of tenure and appointment should extend automatically from today until 2019, the next elections, the end of the current parliament term, or upon dissolution of parliament before end of term, because parliament might be dissolved, as others are calling. But now before you start anything, give parliamentarians tenure of security. Make sure that they don't lose their jobs or get recalled. That's it. Just make a ring fence around them, Bastille, so that they do the right thing for the nation. You can't call them to do the right thing and then don't protect their dismissal. Who's going to put food for their kids? I mean, that would be a precipice from a couple of thousand to nothing. No, people, come on, man. So parliament may put up some conditions. It may ban members of parliament not to flow across. Don't abandon, don't resign, or change the political party appointment the entire period until 2019. That's it. That's one of the conditions. I mean, we saw the fear of recall, the fear of losing your job this past Tuesday. We remember when there was the impeachment motion? Both cabinet members and members of parliament, they had to defeat the motion. They had to vote against it. They said, no, we defeat this motion of impeachment against the executive because They're afraid. You see it in their video. They're dumb, serious. They're just worried. Oh, my gosh. Huh? Because what would happen if the... Let's ask what would happen if the motion of impeachment had succeeded. You know what would happen in Africa? The president would have to go, and parliament would have to dissolve, and the cabinet would have to dissolve. These people lose their jobs automatically. Protect that first. Okay? That's it, Africa. That's it. Like for the government already protects. You know, you have safe keeps, provide safe keeping, all right? And you have safe houses for state witnesses. You have to do that. You know, like whistleblowers are protected. Why government not protect members of parliament, the public officials, tenure and jobs against the blackmail mafia? Because these guys are going to recall them. That's what they're holding in their head. We're saying that mafia. Parliament is elected to represent the people and to ensure government by the people under the constitution. It's written right. It's in the constitution, mafia. Just check. It's there. And in the future, Africa, let's say after 2019 or end of the term of this current parliament, would it mean that the people, Africa, they are the ones who protect the parliamentarians' term? They can recall the parliamentarian if they feel that this man or lady is not delivering. No, they can recall them. All right, they can put up signatures, put up a petition, or other parliament. You know, other ways parliament may adopt. But Africa. Amend the constitution gives security of tenure to the current parliamentarians. As you say, Africa, amend the constitution so that the National Assembly should represent the people and ensure government by the people. And in the constitution, Africa, it does not say government by the people is political party government. It does not say that. It does not talk about party parliament. No political hegemony and control of the government. This is contrary to the constitution, Africa. It's a made-up stuff. You know, like we say that you take other people's constitutions, copy them, and make up stuff and make a mess. Like vomit. The question is, Africa, who between the people and the political party holds parliament and members of parliament accountable to ensure that government by the people, to ensure this government by the people under the constitution. Who has to do that? It is the people. My political party can do that. And the one best way in Africa for the people to ensure government by the people is the people and constituencies to elect, be able to recall and hold to account political party representatives that they elect to parliament, who they think best articulate to represent and deliver their needs and services. That's all. The people are the ones to hold these people accountable. Failure by the representative to deliver Africa, the people can call him back. They have the first right to elect a new and another political party representative. It does not take away from the political parties, Africa. This principle here does not take away. We are just saying that let's take back the people's parliament. We saw the tragic public humiliation, Africa. When the parliament voted, it breached their oath of office. And that is grounds, Mafrika, to amend the constitution and let the people elect and the National Assembly representative directly to ensure government by the people accountable to the people under the constitution. That's all we ask, Mafrika. Separation of powers, Mafrika. According to the dictates of the Constitution, Constitutional Principle 6, we said it, we repeat the code, there shall be a separation of powers between the legislature, the executive, and the judiciary with appropriate checks and balances to ensure accountability, responsiveness, and openness. The principle of separation of powers, on the other hand, recognizes the functional independence of branches of government. On the other hand, the principle of checks and balances focuses on the desirability of ensuring that the constitutional order as a totality prevents the branches of government from usurping power from one another. Now, according to the Constitution of Africa, all spheres of government and all organs of state within each sphere must exercise 41G, exercise their power and perform their functions in a manner that does not encroach on the geographical, functional, or institutional integrity of government in another sphere. Now, listen, Mafrika, let's listen here. Let's listen carefully to the following clause. According to Article 54 of the Constitution, the president and any member of cabinet or any deputy minister who is not a member of the National Assembly may, subject to the rules and orders of the Assembly, attend and speak in the Assembly, but may not vote. Did you hear, Mafrika? We saw the deputy ministers and ministers sitting in Parliament, and we are asking, what are these people doing in there? Hey, they're not supposed to vote. According to this clause, Mafrika, it means cabinet ministers and deputy ministers cannot vote in Parliament. Under no circumstance, rules nor orders of the Assembly should the executive vote in Parliament. That's what we've added. The cabinet, deputy president, cabinet minister, and deputy minister, they voted on Tuesday, April 5th. This past Tuesday, they voted, Mafrika. And they voted previously to defeat other motions in Parliament. Now, they voted on Tuesday to defeat the motion to impeach opposition motion. They voted. That was, according to, I don't know under which grounds, but according to the Constitution, they're not supposed to vote. So it means that whatever they did all this time is null and void and challengeable again, Mafrika. So, we said that Parliament violated the Constitution by having those people sit there and vote, all right? And the defeat of the opposition motions to impeach the executive, that motion is recallable, including all parliamentary caucus votes involving votes of the cabinet members may be null and void. We propose an appeal to Parliament especially, right? Members of the Liberation Movement in particular, to vote to amend the Constitution of Africa. Repeat. Give all members of Parliament security of tenure, Mafrika, and protection to vote without fear or favor to affirm their oath to obey and uphold the Constitution against the threat of recall, punishment, and dismissal by political bosses. We propose again, Mafrika, engage the Demarcation Board and through the Independent Electoral Commission, all right? To demarcate up to, it's 400 of you in Parliament now. Demarcate 400 constituencies, all right? And assign each constituency to one member of Parliament, currently in Parliament, until the national elections of 2019. Of course, this will be done with, you'll sit together, advise each other, concern, I mean, all member of political parties, okay, do you want to go there? You want to go there? Or segment the whole year for this party and this party and the other party. Sending members of parliament to represent individual constituencies. It enables the training of African trial preparation to elect a full parliamentary constituency representation, a constituent parliament in 2019 national elections. That's preparation, Mafrika. But the most important thing, which I want to point out. This job is heavy. This job is too much. It's too deep. It proves that you can handle it. And if we assign individual representatives to specific areas, they will be there. We are not, like, for example, giving preference to this party or that party. We are redistributing, sharing our energy so that this thing should not be superfluous. If it's too superfluous and it is run by hegemonies and certain powers outside our mandate. Our mandate in terms of the vote is that we control the parliament. So we say that communities until 2019 will hold the right to recall. The communities can recall, all right, the non-performing representatives. But parliament may only assign another representative from the same party. Another representative from the same party currently a member of parliament. It can be anybody from outside, okay? Or it might opt not to assign a representative to the areas because sometimes the people go go crazy, they ban, they don't want, okay, you don't want the representative, fine. Stay by yourself until 2019. Prepare your own, impose on the people, you just suggest. But this is important because it's division of labor, and also in terms of patriotism, and it focuses us to move forward. As we say, that protect the give security of tenure to the parliamentarians. Amend the constitution, get the parliament to the communities. That's it. And give the people a segment of participation under the constitution. And in the meantime, Africa, between now and 2019, parliament it can draw, discuss, and adopt the blueprint for a full constituent parliamentary national election between now and 2019. South Africa, we appeal, Africa, to the national and civil society in particular, across political affiliation, to unite, Africa. We call upon you to establish the People's Parliament, free from fear and blackmail, Africa, by political bosses. And that the kind of parliament that we are talking about, once they are free, we know they can our people can perform miracles. They did it under the liberation struggle. Oh, once you release them, they will show you. And these parliamentarians can do the best. Protect them first. All right? And let them hold the executive to account. They must conduct parliamentary caucus hearings and investigation of the Gupta influence and corruption of cabinet appointments. This year, it does not belong to the Secretary General of a certain party in a small cubicle somewhere. No. That has to stop. Okay, he can hold that as rightfully to his members. But those people, those public officials and whistleblowers, they must come to parliament and give evidence. We cannot have this hanky-panky stuff where people take our stuff, national crime, and put it in their pocket. Parliament is the rightful organ to interrogate and investigate the alleged misconduct within and against the state. And no civilian, Mafrika, no civilian must usurp the state duty and right to investigate crimes against the state. No, that is a no-no. Now, Parliament, it will have, Mafrika. Once they are free, they will maintain oversight over all state organs, Mafrika. There's rot. There's rot in the state-operated enterprises, state-owned enterprises, ESCOM, Transnet, PRASA, Telkom, IDC, PetroSA, all of them. PetroSA recently sold 9 billion rands. Mafrika, let's stand up. The Gupta rot and capture by other elements, Mafrika, allegedly has infected all these state-owned enterprises. And it's a matter of national security to investigate. And Mafrika, to continue, Mafrika, it pointed out recently, two cabinet ministers, they flew to another country and did not follow protocol. Nobody knows what they were doing over there. Huh? These are the Gupta apparatchiks. That has to be investigated in Africa. Police prosecutions, state organs, contaminated. These guys, and we have principalities, comrades fighting against comrades. And Africa, this has to stop. And talk about the state capture. It started with the British and the US, the West, 1994. And it has continued, Mafrika. They are flipping us from the Oppenheimers to the Brett Cables to the Rupert's. Now we have the Guptas, the journalists lately. And they've left the country. How could they leave the country when somebody reported a crime against them? How do the Guptas leave the country when somebody reported a crime of corruption against them? Mafrika, let's get our parliament, People's Parliament back. Whatever other crimes of the executive will be investigated. That's going to take time. Is late to Africa. Fatsala Rona. The land is ours. Sangulasho. Tiko Rahina. Thanks a lot, Africa, for the privilege of talking to you. And thanks a lot for the privilege of listening. Is late to